from KQED.
In recent years, there's been a lot of talk about young adults living with their parents, staggering under huge college debt loads, slaving away in poorly paid jobs thanks to the Great Recession. Many 20-somethings just don't have what it takes to set up an independent life. A few months ago, a San Francisco economist asked, what about the flip side?
Are seniors living with their adult children? And if we're seeing more of that because of the recession, or some other reason?
Jed Kolko is chief economist for Trulia, the online real estate marketplace. He used raw data from the federal government to put together his own tables detailing where seniors 65 and older are living. Kolko found some seniors are much more likely to be living with their children than others. Singles, for instance, women, Californians, and at the top of the list,
seniors who are born outside the U.S. but live here now were four times more likely to live with relatives than seniors born in the U.S. And among seniors born outside the U.S., there are huge differences by country, differences based on where those seniors were born.
Only 5% of white seniors born in the U.S. are living with their children or other family members. If a senior is a U.S.-born Asian or Latino, there's a 13% chance she's living with younger relatives. But if a senior was born in Asia or Latin America and moved to the U.S., the story is dramatically different. At the top of this list, 47% of seniors born in India are living with their relatives. Nowhere is this story more visible than in Silicon Valley, home to a huge influx of Indian immigrants. To see how this plays out, I paid a visit to a family in Burlingame, about a 20-minute drive from San Francisco.
You want to put this in, your mom?
Two-and-a-half-year-old Logan Sukumar is an expert oatmeal maker under the watchful direction of his mom, Amy.
Okay, now we'll put some milk in, right?
Now to put some milk.
Logan enjoys regular contact with all four of his grandparents. This particular morning, three of them are having breakfast with him.
Tata and Patty, too.
That's what he calls Sumant's parents.
Just before Logan was born, Amy's in-laws moved in from Tamil Nadu in southeastern India. They still keep a place there, but now they're living in Burlingame in order to watch their grandchildren grow up. 70-year-old Sukumar Kunchithapatham says the move has been fun, if challenging.
Yeah, it's a new culture for us. And we found a lot of difference between our own life and the here American way of life. Everything.
Everything from oatmeal for breakfast to chilly days that call for polar fleece to the way most Americans wouldn't dream of showing up at the front door without notice just to say hi. 68-year-old Santa Sukumar explains a house in Tamil Nadu is always ready for visitors.
They will be visiting all the days. So we have to cook for them all the time our house is open. Only from
without notice
they will come.
If there's one thing they really do find difficult about life in Burlingame, it's that you have to drive everywhere.
We need a car, someone to drive us.
Fortunately for Santa and Sukumar, Amy's mother drives in regularly from Grass Valley in the foothills of the Sierra Nevada. She's almost always good for a ride down to Whole Foods or to the local senior center for a Tai Chi class.
It's fun to be part of this big extended family, and the food is great. But, you know, I like my independence, too, and I'm kind of torn. You know, when I'm down here, I think, oh, I want to stay down here all the time. And then when I go up to the foothills, I enjoy that, too. And my friends say, you have the best of both worlds. I really kind of do.
Does Jackie Coakley-Brahm ever fantasize about moving in, too?
I don't want to burden my kids. You know, I don't want them to have to feel responsible for me and have to take care of me when I can't.
But for her son-in-law, Sumant Sukumar, there was no question his parents were going to move in at some point. Indian families expect adult children to care for their parents. Sumant broached the topic with Amy while they were dating back in 2003.
I had told her that this is something that I would have to do. She didn't really know what she was getting into, but she seemed to be okay with that.
Amy says she can see what a difference the arrangement makes in terms of the intimacy of the relationship Logan enjoys with Santa and Sukumar.
If you're caring for him and regularly, you also get the benefit of being really close with him. And he, of course, gets the benefit of being close with all of his grandparents. So
he's a lucky guy.
He's lucky, yeah. He's really, I mean, it's really good for him.
Do we have him more raisins, Mom?
No.
They have to buy some.
Who ate them?
Everybody ate them.
There's no question money helps to soften the rough edges of multi-generational living. Sumant is a VP of engineering for a global IT infrastructure company. Amy works in the finance department for a startup in San Francisco. Logan even has a part-time nanny. And Sumant's brother also happens to live in nearby San Mateo. So there's a parent share program going on. But even if all that weren't the case, Sumant can't imagine his parents living elsewhere the way most American grandparents do.
To some extent, I sometimes wonder if they're really lonely. You know, it seems hard to not see grandchildren and children on. I mean, even for all my time in the U.S., that still feels a little strange.
Are you in a multi-generational family? Have you thought about it? Share your experience with the California Report on our Facebook page.